Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at New Life Church. If you skipped the worship playlist and skipped the introduction video, my name is Pastor John, and I'm pastor here at New Life. We'd love to have you here in person. We're hoping this is just a temporary thing that we're online for this week. We hope to see you guys all again in person next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here in the sanctuary. We just love to have you out. So this past week, we had a nice snowfall. You know, it's a great thing to start seeing things change this time of year. The wonderful snow covered up the landscape and created a nice winter scene. Many of you may have extra time off of work right now, and that's okay. That's a great time to spend it with family. You might start seeing presents gather around the bottom of the tree. That's okay. It's good to give gifts and show each other we appreciate them. So, of course, this Friday is Christmas. And it's easy to get distracted from the reason why we celebrate this holiday. Over 2,000 years ago, God came down to earth and dwelt among us. But he didn't come unannounced. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn there, you go ahead and turn to Matthew. It's the first book of the New Testament in the very first chapter, so Matthew 1. And here we see Matthew's account, and he says, starting in verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated, 'God with us.'" Sometimes you might be wondering why four different people's account was recorded for the gospel of Jesus. And it's quite simple. There's personality in each and every single one of those accounts. So here we get to see Matthew and how he explores the gospel, how he recorded things. Matthew here, he shows how Jesus' birth was a fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14, which says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So with 324 messianic prophecies in the Old Testament, there's so many things that in the natural, they very were not likely to happen. But something that God told Isaiah to tell King Ahaz when Ahaz said he wouldn't even ask for a sign from God, Isaiah says that the virgin will conceive a child. Now, you know God has to be in that. Most of us have been through 11th grade health class to understand what was required to have a child. See, Isaiah gave this prophecy between 700 and 750 BC. That's over 700 years before Jesus came to earth. 700 years between when Isaiah said what the sign was going to be and when Jesus actually came forth as that sign of the Messiah. Okay, so what has God promised you in the past? Here at New Life, we strongly believe in the prophetic. We strongly believe that God still speaks to us through other people, that God still gives us forewarning of what's to come, that God still tells us things even before it ever comes to pass. You know, so often, as Christians, we take that word and we let it encourage us. And that's good, because prophecy is supposed to encourage us. But what else? See, sometimes that word is for something in the future. It's not just for right now. It's for in the future. And we hang on to that word. We cling to it. We know that God is speaking through that. but then it doesn't come to pass right away. So we oftentimes just take it and we put it on a shelf. We put it on a shelf for it to look for it later. But what happens with most shelves or other storage things? You put stuff in there and you completely forget about it. See, Israelites, they had this word given to them 700 years before Jesus ever came. That's a long time. If you guys have been around New Life very long, you guys have heard me talk about Ashley and I's struggle to conceive Gracie. See, we wanted a second child so much that that was almost blinding us from anything else that God was wanting to show us. We had received prophetic words during this time, but we were so caught up on the desire to have another child. See, some of those words, we didn't realize what they meant at the time. Some of those words, we took those words and they're coming to pass now. 6, 7 years after we received those words, they're coming to pass. And it's just encouraging to see when God fulfills his word. So the Messiah, many Israelites prayed for the Messiah all their lives. They desired to see prophecy fulfilled. They desired to see God come as a baby. They desired to see what God was wanting to do, fulfilling every prophecy out there. And one of these people that prayed all their life, that seeked God and what he had planned, you can find the story in Luke 2 in your Bible. Now, I'm not going to read it, but I am going to just paraphrase it, because you know what? It is okay to paraphrase God's word. It's okay to summarize it. You just get it into here. So in Luke 2, Mary and Joseph, they had already had Jesus. It came time for them to dedicate Jesus at the temple. So they took him to the temple in Jerusalem. They took him there to offer the sacrifice for the firstborn. They took him there to offer the 2 turtle doves. And who thought there was nothing biblical about the 12 days of Christmas? See, Jesus came, and then what? Mary and Joseph may very well have been staring at each other going, now what? They went about what they knew to do. They went about the very thing that the law of Moses described to do, to go to the temple, to offer Jesus to the priest, to make the sacrifice for him. And so when they get to the temple, there's this man that's there that is described as a devout and just man. And God spoke to him by the Spirit and told him that in his lifetime, he would get to see Christ. In his lifetime, he would get to see Christ. This man is Simeon. Simeon prayed that he would be able to see Christ before he died. Now, we don't know when this prophecy came to Simeon. We don't know when God promised him that he would see Christ. And the only time frame that God gave him was in his lifetime. Man, that seems like a while to wait. We don't know how long he waited. But Simeon realizes when he sees Jesus that this is the fulfillment of what God has for him. That God answered his promises. And Simeon responds, acknowledges that God is in this, and blesses God, saying that he may allow his servant to depart in peace. So I encourage you this morning, if you've had old prophecies, prophecies that you've put on the shelf yourself, dust off the tapes, dust off the CD, pull out the digital copy of it, listen to it again. God might be wanting to show you something. And God doesn't stop there with the prophecy of Jesus being born of a virgin. See, it continues and says that he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. But one of the great promises of Christmas, one of the greatest things that just comes in this one prophecy, is that it says that Jesus will be born Emmanuel, God with us. See, it's not just that he came for salvation. He came for so much more. He came to be Emmanuel, God with us. See, the names of God throughout the entire Bible describe God's character. So in the Old Testament, you see him referred to as El Shaddai, God Almighty, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Oh, I love that phrase for God. I love that name for God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And in this case, Emmanuel, God with us. See, God came to earth here to make a way for us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He came to live in us. He came to enable us to live for the kingdom. He came to give us power through the Holy Spirit. He came so that we have comfort and to teach us. After he ascended, he sent Holy Spirit here to earth. He sent Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, to Jesus, the one who's just like Jesus. He sent him here to earth to be with us as well. Emmanuel, God with us. You better believe Holy Spirit is right here with us right now. Just be open to hearing from him. So be open to hearing his voice, because this is something that I myself even have struggled with. See, even with today's message, I struggled with this. I know that God has blessed my brain and my hands more than I could ever imagine. So I try to rationalize. I try to think through every single thing. And so even with today's service, I wanted to meet in person. I kept fighting the voice of Holy Spirit, trying to tell me that it's okay to go virtual for this week. Before we ever even announced it in person, I questioned myself so many times. See, God was prompting me, but I was trying to justify it every way I could. I told myself, we have plenty of space here. You guys know the space that we meet in. We could spread the chairs out even further. Instead of going 6 feet, we could go 8 feet apart, 10 feet apart. We could create plenty of distance. Tell everybody to make sure they wear their masks while they're in the building even. To make sure they wear their masks even during the message. I told myself, our congregation does a great job of staying home if they're sick. If they're even having a sniffle, they pretty well stay away. There's no reason for us to not gather. This is the last Sunday before Christmas. There ain't no way that I don't want to gather. Everybody wants to gather right before Christmas. It's one of the two holidays the entire world recognizes us as Christians. I even tried to justify it with the amount of time I had. And for those of you who have never done video editing, it takes a lot more time than anybody ever thinks about. So for me to prepare a message, to film it, to edit it, I kept telling myself, there's no way I had time to be able to do all of this. There's no way that I could even come through and finish this all and have it ready for the congregation. But it's because I wasn't realizing at the time that God has been telling me, I am Emmanuel, I am God with you. See, even when I try to do it on my own, or try to justify it, or try to pout about it, God is right there with us. So when I got done telling myself all the reasons why I shouldn't do this, God started showing me that it's okay. That it's okay that we take this 1 week hiatus. It's okay that we go virtual. It's okay. He gives us wisdom. He gives us wisdom to say that, hey, we don't want anybody to get sick. So even if somebody's got something that they don't even know about, it's okay because they will stay home this week and we will gather next week when everybody's better. See, and God gave us peace once we made the decision. That's one of the biggest things that you know the Holy Spirit's in it, is when you have peace with a decision that you make. And God tells us He is with us. See, even in the hard times, even in the difficult decisions, even in things not going our way, God is with us. But it's important for us to realize that even in the good times, God is with us. Even when we're spending time with family, God is with us. It's good to praise Him, recognize that He is right there with us. He's there in our time of need, but He wants us to recognize that He is there. See, this week I had another instance where God just showed me that He is right there with us. See, what happened was I overslept. I get up early in the morning. I don't normally fall back asleep after I wake up, but my alarm clock went off. I got up, turned it off, laid back down for a minute, or what I thought was going to be a minute. And then I woke back up, looked at the alarm clock, and it was way past when I normally get up. So I managed to hurry up, get ready, get out the door. But on my way to work, all of a sudden, it's dark out, and I see a bunch of flashing lights ahead. And then I see more flashing lights ahead. And I realized, God is with me. Because had I been on my normal schedule, had I been on my normal routine, I would have been out on the road. See, I checked the police reports later in the day. I found out that about the time I would have been going through the area, somebody crossed the center line and there was a head-on collision. God protected me. Even in my inconvenience of being a few minutes late, God protected me, and I avoided that crash. That's why it's important to be open to hearing Holy Spirit speak to you and show you things. If you miss your turn on the highway, don't think it's an accident. Maybe God's got something else planned. If things aren't going your way, sometimes God just wants to show us to be quiet and enjoy the journey. That's a wonderful thing about being with God, is He's got a journey for us. And we can go through it complaining, or we can go through it praising Him. And that's the wonderful thing, is all the time God is with us. See, Jesus, He fulfilled prophecy. He came to this earth, was born as a baby, born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life. He was offered for our sins. He took our place on the cross. He took our sicknesses with Him on the cross. He died. He took all that and buried it. And then He rose again on the third day. He didn't stop there. He ascended to heaven and sent His Holy Spirit to be with each and every one of us. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing to realize that God is Emmanuel, God with us. Shall we pray? Well, Father, we thank You that You have not left us. Lord, we thank You that You have not forsaken us, that everything we're going through, God, You are right here with us. Everything that we might be even contemplating, You are right there in that decision. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears. Let us hear from You. Let us see what You want to show us, God. Lord, let us not become dull in hearing. We praise You for everything You have. We praise You for everything You are doing. We praise You for everything You will do, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I can't wait to see you guys again in person next Sunday, 10 a.m., right here at New Life in Rochester, Indiana. God bless.